Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I need to know who the other woman was. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 42-year-old woman, and I have been seeing a man for 6 months, and we go out several times a week, and we've started having sex. The intimacy is good, but he was a bit aggressive at first, so I had to get him to settle down a bit. But that's not the problem I have with him. There are times I can't reach him, and when he's non-responsive, he tells me he's out with a friend. It became clear to me who his friend might be when he invited me to go shopping and I ended up feeling like the third wheel. He picked me up and there was a nice-looking young woman sitting on the front seat, so he opened the back door of his car for me. He introduced me and the woman, but never said who the woman was to him, and he didn't tell her I was his girlfriend. I sat on the back seat while they engaged in conversation all the way to the mall. As we walked around the mall, he walked in the middle of us. When it came time to eat lunch, he pulled her chair out at the table and he pulled my chair out. He ordered for her and then motioned for me to put in my order. I was really feeling like the third wheel then, but I didn't say a word. He dropped me off that day and we have never talked about it. But now I want to know who this woman was and what she is to him. I am trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but I feel like I can't ask him any questions because I'm still having sex with him. It's too late. Is it too late to question him now? I think I may be the side piece. Surely he's not crazy enough to take us out at the same time. What's going on? Well, yes, he is crazy enough to take you guys out at the same time because that's just what he did. He did.
Player.
Go ahead.
He put her in the front seat, you in the back seat, ordered for her, told you to get what you wanted, motioned to you to place your order. Come on, he talked to her all the way to the mall. You didn't say anything. Give him the benefit of the doubt. You feel like you're...
Who wrote this damn name?
You can't ask him anything because you're still having sex with him? What?
Come on, Shirley.
All the more reason for you to ask him. What are you giving him the benefit of the doubt for? Why? I mean, you're giving him way too much of yourself as it is. I mean, you sound like you're afraid of him and you're scared to ask him anything. You shouldn't even gotten in the car in the back seat.
Three-piece dark spice.
What is going on? You need to be done with this man like today, okay? He's disrespectful. He's MIA. You know he's with this other woman. And all you want to know is who she was. You're feeling like the side piece. Why should you think you're his girlfriend? Well, clearly, you're one of a couple or whoever, who knows how many. Yeah, you're his girlfriend, all right. This is not a situation that you, Miss 42-year-old woman, wants to be in, I'm sure, at this stage in your life, okay? Look at the situation for what it really is. You all are in the mall walking. He's in the middle of you. As if, you know, this is one of those, like, sister wives TV show. No, yeah, no, this is your life, okay? No, you can ask him anything. You could tell him anything. Tell him you're done with this foolishness, all right? This is disrespectful. Move on. You don't want to be a side piece, do you? Not at 42. Come on, no. No. Steve?
The lady asked you if you wanted some side.
Who wrote this damn letter? Where are these people at? When I was out there in the streets making moves, where was these people at?
I
never met nobody like this. The best way for me, Shirley did an excellent job on the letter, by the way. I can't even really add too much. So what I've decided to do is I'm just going to read the letter to y'all and make comments on each line.
Okay. Ready? We love it when you do that.
Because there's no way. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 42-year-old woman, and I have been seeing a man for 6 months, and we go out several times a week, and we've started having sex. Okay, that's normal. Let's go. The intimacy is good, but it was a bit aggressive at first. Oh, okay. Now, this word, the whole letter just took a turn. It was a bit aggressive at first. All right. Just aggressive. Right. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he was biting. I mean, you growling. I don't know if he just coming snatching. I don't know what it was, but I had to get him to settle down a bit. But that's not the problem I have with him. There are times when I can't reach him and when he's non-responsive.
What?
That's because he's busy.
Yeah.
That's because he's busy.
What
the hell
found.
You think you can't reach him for? And he's non-responsive because he's with somebody.
Yeah.
The hell you calling me for now? He tells me that he's out with a friend. Uh-oh. So you ain't got to wonder why you can't reach him and respond. He told you, I'm out with a friend. That is not how we refer to our buddies. If a girl say, I couldn't catch you last night, what happened to you? Oh, I was out with a friend. That ain't what we say.
Uh-uh.
I was with Earl Neal. We was shooting dice. We was watching the game. No, but not you. He flat out told you I was with a friend. It became clear to me who his friend might be. Okay, you're delusional. You're delusional and in denial, and I'll give you the rest of the letter when we come back.
Because
it's you wrong through the... Shirley, another... You did a great job on this letter right here. I was actually proud of your response.
Thank you. All right. Coming up, part two of Steve's response at 23 minutes after the hour, right after this subject. I need to know who the other woman was. No, you need to know a lot more than that, lady. We'll be back right after this.
You gotta order your food.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I need to know who the other woman was.
Well, we don't need to recap this letter. We need to just continue reading this damn letter. Ain't nothing to recap. The subject is, I need to know who the other woman was. And all the way through the letter, all us trying to figure out is who you is.
Yeah.
Because we don't know who wrote this damn letter. Damn who the other woman was. Who is you? Well,
jeez,
let's find out who you are. Had sex. It was a little aggressive. That's not the problem. There are times when I can't reach him and when he's non-responsive.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me he's out with a friend. That's not a man's response when he's with a dude. So you don't have to wonder about it. He told you, I'm out with a friend. You didn't respond to that. You didn't check him. What you mean you out with a friend? Nah, you just went along with it. So now guess what happened? It became clear to me who his friend might be when he invited me to go shopping, and I ended up feeling like the third wheel. Wait a minute. You ended up feeling like the third wheel.
Yeah.
Well, let's hair up and find out why you would feel that way.
Okay.
He picked me up, and there was a nice-looking young woman sitting on the front seat. Who is the fine chick in the front seat? But hold up, though. So he opened the back door of his car for me. He introduced. How did he introduce? You got in? You got in the back door and sat in the back seat.
Right.
While the two people that was on the date went on the date, and he set your ass in the back. Let me tell you something. He been testing you, and you been flunking all the tests.
Oh,
when he
man.
Told you he was out with a friend and you ain't say nothing, he said, oh, okay, she cool with it.
Man.
So then he come to pick you up, take you shopping. You see a fine chick sitting in the front seat. He opened the back door, and your dumb ass got in.
Come on.
Your stupid ass got in the car in the back seat and sat there inquisitive. What's going on? What is I'm in the back for?
He said inquisitive.
What'd she say, Steve?
What is I'm in the back for? What is going on? Why has I got to sit in the back? I thought I was sitting in the front. I thought we was going shopping. Who is this fine chick sitting up in the front? But oh, don't let me say nothing though, cause we having sex.
Right. What?
All these questions she's saying to herself.
Yeah.
So he invited me to go shopping.
She said that in the letter.
I ended up feeling like third wheel. This young woman sitting in the front seat. So he opened the back door, his car for me. He introduced me to the woman, but never said who the woman was to him. And he didn't tell her I was his girlfriend. Why would he lie to her?
He can't lie to people in the front seat.
Wait a minute. He gonna tell the chick in the front seat that his girlfriend is in the back seat. He know how that'll sound. Uh-huh. He know that'll sound jackrabbit crazy. So he didn't say it. No, but guess what? You sitting your ass back there. 42-year-old fool sitting in the back, still tripping. So I sat on the back seat while they engaged in conversation. All the way to the mall. So now you back there, he ain't even talking to you. He ain't asked you what you thought.
Nothing.
How was your day? We up here talking. Sit your ass back there.
Hey, Uncle, when you're in the back seat, Uncle, what you doing when ain't nobody talking to you?
You know, just here playing with the ashtray and stuff. And, you know, flipping that little mirror down, make sure you make her straight. You know, counting threads on the back seat, scratching your leg. Back there hugging your purse. You know, what you back there doing? So then I sat in the back seat to come. So then
she's so wrong for this.
All the way to the mall. As we walked around the wall,
Well, he was in the middle of the two ladies, Steve.
No, you done got out the car for some more. So as we walked around the mall, he walked in the middle of us. That's what pimps do. When it came time to eat lunch, he pulled out her chair at the table, and then he pulled out your chair. That's to make you feel equal. He ordered for her and then motioned for me to put in my order. So this is how this went. Hey, she would like to have, they at the mall, so they're in the food court, right?
Right.
They're
at
Panda Express. Right. She like a orange chicken. She like a, got pain.
Yes,
and my baby like a lemon pepper beef.
Then
he looked over to you and went, go on, get whatever you want. Go on.
But he didn't say that. He just did it with his hand.
No, he just went, put your, because I don't really know what you want, because I don't really give a damn. So just go and give it to you. My baby like orange chicken and lemon pepper beef.
He said orange chicken.
Get you some of them samples over there.
Steve, she's
so
40.
I was really
samples.
Feeling like the third wheel then, but I didn't say a word. He dropped me off that day, and we've never talked about it. But now I want to know who the woman was and what she is to him. Obviously, everything. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. You're stupid. But I feel like I can't ask him questions because I'm still having sex with him. Well, you ought to cut that out right
yes.
now. Is it too late to ask questions for him now? It's been too late. You ain't got nothing to say.
All right, we got to go, Steve. Post your
you
comments.
You sat in the back. They talked all the way to the mall. They said a damn thing to you.
On the Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Coming up at 46 after the hour, trending political news. Impeachment articles introduced, and the president was the most tweeted about politician this year. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.